You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee anytime. Pat is from Quincy. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, what's up?
So hey. We always try and find out something interesting about the people who play Gampy Kennedy. And Pat's interesting little factoid is that he knows Annie Dow.
Yes, I do.
How do you know Annie?
I went to school with her and I grew up with her. We grew up in Quincy.
She's looking at me and mouthing to me. She has no idea who you are.
I can't tell by your voice.
I grew up with your brother, Tommy.
She does know her brother.
I do.
Could you be more nondescript than I grew up with your brother?
Can you turn off? Can you turn off the mic and give her a last name?
We play basketball together too. I don't know, Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart. Drop and dive to Sacred Heart. Let's go. I don't know. I can't tell.
Still no idea.
There's a lot of Pats.
That tells you how many Pats are in Quincy.
There's so many.
You're big timing people in Quincy, Annie.
I'm not. I can't tell.
She needs a last name for reference.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to say it. We'll get it off here.
What is it?
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm so sorry. I couldn't tell.
Oh, hi, hon. Pat, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio now that we've gotten through that mess?
Kennedy, can you please leave?
Sure thing.
He's a gem. He is a gem.
Who's a better basketball player, Pat or Annie?
Annie.
I was going to say Pat.
That's a lie. We looked up her stats one day.
Yeah.
2.1 assists.
Thank you.
A game.
A little quicker than me. Yeah.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions, Pat. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that's still a loss for you. Kennedy is over there in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. And looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,498 wins, only 213 losses. Question number one. Ariana Grande says that her mother auditioned for Annie with her when she was 8 years old. Mama Grande ended up playing a maid in the production. Now, in the original play and film, what is the name of the wealthy business tycoon who takes in Annie?
Mr. Warbucks. Daddy Warbucks.
Question number two. Pizza wars are brewing in New York as New York's Prince Street Pizza is suing Made in New York Pizza. Frank Morano says his longtime employee, Frank Badali, stole his secret pizza recipe.
How dare you?
Sade.
Frank.
What kind of pizza, named after a Midwestern city, is super thick and packed with all sorts of goodies that you'd find on a... What is it?
Deep dish.
You got to be more specific. There you go. Question number three. Doctors say steamy lovemaking sessions rather than chicken soup is the best remedy for the common cold and flu. Speaking of healing, what is the famous self-help book series with soup in the title?
Pat.
Cloudy with a... I don't know.
Were you going to say cloudy with a chance of meatballs? Is that what you were looking for?
I was going to say something like that, but cloudy with a chance of chicken noodle soup or something.
Question number four.
I'm going to throw a children's movie in here.
On this date in 2007, J.K. Rowling completed the 7th novel in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. In the Deathly Hallows book and film, what is the name of the objects Voldemort hid fragments of in his soul?
The Horcrux.
Okay. Question number five. Cardi B recently watched Bird Box but didn't understand it. She took to Twitter for help in understanding the movie. What is the name of Cardi's album? Is it Bodak Yellow, Invasion of Privacy, or
Invasion of Privacy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Pat coming in strong.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Mid-hort.
4 to 5 right for Pat Kennedy.
Wow. All right, Pat. Let's see you.
Making Quincy proud.
Two town, baby.
Kennedy, question number one. Ariana Grande says that her mother auditioned for Annie with her when she was 8 years old. Mom ended up playing a maid in the production. In the original play and film, what is the name of the wealthy business tycoon who takes Annie in?
Daddy Warbucks.
Tied at one. Question number two. Pizza wars are brewing in New York New York's Prince Street Pizza is suing Made in New York Pizza. Frank Morano says his longtime employee, Frank Badali, stole his secret pizza recipe.
Scandal.
One bite. Everybody knows the rules, Kennedy. What kind of pizza named after a Midwestern city is super thick and packed with all the goodies you'll find on a Meat Lover's?
Chicago-style pizza. Deep dish.
Tied at two. Question number three. Doctors say steamy lovemaking sessions rather than chicken soup is the best remedy for the common cold and flu, because that's what you want to do.
Let's get it, though.
When you're sick. Speaking of healing, what is the famous self-help book series with soup in the title?
Chicken Soup for the Soul.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number four. It was on this day in 2007, J.K. Rowling completed the seventh novel in the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. In the Deathly Hallows book and film, what is the name of the objects Voldemort hid fragments of his soul in?
Horcrux.
There you go. 4-3. Question number five. Cardi B recently watched Bird Box but didn't understand it. She took to Twitter for help in understanding the movie. What is the name of Cardi B's album? Is it Bodak Yellow, Invasion of Privacy, or Oak?
Invasion of Privacy.
Woo!
Pretty good, Kennedy.
Bam!
I feel Dan staring at me during the Harry Potter question, right? And he's staring at me during the Cardi B question.
Don't kid.
I was just so focused on saying Oak.
Bryson's getting pretty good at it.
Thank you.
I
learned from you and Barrett. I'm sorry, Pat, you don't get the $100, but I do have a pair of passes into the Mixed Lounge that we're hosting with Lovely the Band. It's going to be January 16th at Scullers Jazz Club, located in the Doubletree Suites by Hilton Boston Cambridge. The Mixed Lounge, powered by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. And I have it on good authority, Pat, that Annie Dow from Quincy will be there.
Woo!
Yes.
Awesome.
So maybe you guys
can have a little reunion.
Have a little hoops reunion. Play some one-on-one in the parking lot.
Perfect.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Pat from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kippy Kennedy brought to you by, of course, our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Debbie's from Woburn. Good morning, Debbie.
The Woo.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing great, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You dropped the kids off already? You good?
I did. I'm sitting in between waiting to go get the little ones.
Oh, okay. How long have you been driving a school bus?
25 years.
God bless you. Wow.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
I need it.
Is it one of those like classic yellow bluebird type school buses?
It sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
That is a dream of mine to drive one of those.
You ever drive it home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I take it home. Yep. Yeah.
Can I drive it?
That's
yeah,
enough.
I'll come there. You can drive.
Really?
We'll take a trip. Yeah.
Cool.
Done.
Wow, that was a terrible, terrible, terrible
I feel like
idea.
This might be Debbie's last day driving a bus. I'm just saying.
Can he drive, Kennedy?
Who, me? No.
No, Kennedy.
You don't want me driving.
No, Kennedy, no.
That's a hard pass.
Yes, you would not be able to get insurance on Kennedy. Debbie, will
Kennedy
you kick Kennedy out of this?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Debbie.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Debbie, Kennedy has 2,499 wins.
Oh, my.
Only 213 losses. So if you lose today, this would be a milestone for Kennedy. I need you to get the win. She can't hear anything that's happening right now. She's over there in that soundproof booth. No pressure. Question number one. Liev Schreiber was on Ellen, and he talked about how it's getting more difficult to film some of the more painful scenes as he gets older. Which show does he star in on Showtime?
Oh, you're not going to give me a multiple choice, huh?
It's on Showtime, and it's the only one he's on.
I have no idea.
Question number two. Jamie Lee Curtis blasted Fiji water for their viral Golden Globes promotional stunt. Good.
Get over yourself.
Totally
agree.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's garbage. It was a garbage move.
It's amazing.
What 2003...
Delightful water.
It's tasty water.
I love that water.
Which 2003 body-switching movie did she star in opposite Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, my God. 30-something, no.
Hey, Annie, what's today?
You want a multiple
Friday,
choice?
Today's Friday?
Yeah.
We're going with a suit chair, I'm telling
Question number three. Mandy Moore's dog recently had emergency surgery after devouring a tennis ball.
They are delicious.
Which hit show is Mandy Moore currently on?
Oh, God. Not Oh God. Oh shoot. And I watch it.
Do you?
Question number four.
Nothing.
John Goodman says it's been strange not having Roseanne on the set of The Conners. You may also remember him from which cult classic film about bowling, kidnapping, and a rug that really ties the room together?
Yeah, we don't know.
What's we now? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Question number five, Debbie. Over 7 million people watched The Masked Singer on Wednesday, which is down 24% from the week before. Who hosts The Masked Singer?
Yep. Don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Maybe she won't get any right.
Maybe. There's a good chance of that happening.
Yeah, good chance.
Yep, I know. Definitely, Kennedy.
I like you, Debbie.
Yeah, definitely.
Please don't take this out on the kids when you pick them up later, okay?
Kennedy, Debbie got 0 out of 5.
Mel.
We call that a Mel, Kennedy.
Oh, that's a Mel. It's not a Sooch.
Mel.
Me neither, Debbie.
I'm gonna
it's 2019. I won't do it anymore.
Find his
Mel. Oh, thank you, Andy. Thank you. Thank you.
You're not my friends.
Kennedy, don't answer any.
Sure thing, Deb.
You're tearing us apart.
By the way, Kennedy, if you win this, this will be win number 2,500.
Why are we using the term if?
Yeah, why?
Ties a win. They're literally.
These are tough. Question number one. Liev Schreiber was on Ellen, and he talked about how it's getting more difficult to film some of the more painful scenes as he gets older. Which show does he star in on Showtime?
Ray Donovan.
1-0. Question number two. Jamie Lee Curtis blasted Fiji water for their viral Golden Globes promotional stunt.
She was not having it.
Which 2003 body-switching movie did she star in opposite Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday.
Go back to shilling your Activia.
2-0. Question
number
three. If
Ben Shore was behind her, she would have been fine with it.
Mandy Moore's dog recently had an emergency surgery after devouring a tennis ball. Which hit show is she currently on?
This Is Us.
3-0.
I knew it. Oh.
No, you didn't, actually.
Come on, Debbie.
Question number four. John Goodman says it's been strange not having Roseanne on the set of The Conners. You may also remember him from which cult classic film about bowling, kidnapping, and a rug?
The Big Lebowski.
The what?
The Big Lebowski.
That really ties the room together. 4-0.
It
question
really
number
tie
five.
The room together.
7 million people watched The Masked Singer on Wednesday, which is down 24% from the week before. Who hosts The Masked Singer?
Is that Nick Cannon?
It is Nick Cannon.
Cannon.
5-0 is the final score. Congratulations, Kennedy, with 2,500 victories.
Kennedy, would you like to do a speech right now?
I'd like to thank Dan for writing questions, trying to come at me every day. But I still succeed. And I'd like to thank Carson for screwing up the questions every day. And I'd like to thank Salt for letting me know how many questions the person got right when I walk back in every day.
And
0.
Thank me for letting you have that win.
Well, honey, you didn't let me have that win.
I knew none of them.
I'd like to also thank the 38 other morning shows who have stolen the bit from us. Congratulations.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Debbie, you don't get the cash, but you do get yourself a pair of tickets to the Revivalists at the House of Blues on Sunday night, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I am Debbie from Woven, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
She's out.
She's
efficient.
Ready to do it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Faith, good morning.
Good morning.
Faith is from Clinton, and I feel like she has a lot in common with Annie. Mm-hmm. She just graduated college in the spring, and she's
so
working
sorry.
Her first job.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
What do you do for a living, Faith?
I work in insurance, and I want to be like Annie Dow's best friend. I follow her on Instagram. I love you so much.
I love you. I'm so sorry you graduated. It's the worst thing that'll ever happen to you. I promise.
I know. It's been hard.
It really is. It's terrible.
Notice she works in insurance and wanted nothing to do with Kennedy.
I don't blame you.
Actually, Faith, we're getting charged for this, Kennedy, because of you.
I'm sorry.
Our premiums just went up.
Our premiums
we have
went
to
up.
Pay our deductible.
Near me. Mm-hmm.
Faith, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Kennedy now with 2,500 victories. It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty damn good.
She's only got 213 losses. She is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Carlos Sanchez, the man who played Juan Valdez in Colombian coffee TV commercials, has died at the age of 83. Which coffee brand has the slogan, "Good to the last drop"?
I have no idea.
Question number two. viral children's song Baby Shark landed at number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart this week. I am solely responsible for that.
You know what song's coming up after Campy awesome. Kennedy.
What's the next shark that comes after Baby Shark in the song?
Daddy Shark.
Question number three. The Upside, starring Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, is about a convicted felon who gets a job working for a New York billionaire who was paralyzed following a hang gliding accident. Who was Walter White's partner on Breaking Bad?
Jesse.
Do you remember his last name?
Do you need a last name?
Yeah, do you remember it?
I don't know.
Question number four. Andy Samberg was doing the talk show circuit to talk about the new season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is now on NBC. How many seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine aired on Fox? 3, 4, or 5?
5.
Question number five. Ariana Grande says that she misses the 90s. She was 6 in the 90s. Does she really remember the 90s?
Oh, my God. Come on.
All right. Anyway, which of these shows did not start in the 90s? The Fresh Prince, Friends, or Full House? Which one did not start in the 90s?
The Fresh Prince.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Yes.
Now Carson wants to be your best friend.
Yes. Yep. Now I want to be your best friend, Faith. Kennedy, Faith got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Honestly, I'm impressed. I thought I got 0.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Carlos Sanchez, the man who played Juan Valdez in the Colombian coffee TV commercials, has died at the age of 83. Which coffee brand has the slogan, "Good to the last drop"?
Maxwell House.
1-0. Question number two. Viral children's song Baby Shark landed at number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart this week.
I blame you.
I am solely responsible.
I think you are.
What's the next shark that comes after Baby Shark in the song?
Mommy Shark?
Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Baby Shark. Mommy Shark.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I'm 2-0. Question number three. I'm just so happy you know that answer.
We're bookending in this day. We started with Friday from Rebecca Black and we're ending with Baby Shark. This is some garbage.
That was the long con on Kennedy right there. Question number three.
Yep.
The Upside, starring Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, is about a convicted felon who gets a job working for a New York billionaire who was paralyzed following a hang gliding accident. Who was Walter White's partner on Breaking Bad, Kennedy?
Jesse.
First and last name, please.
Baby Shark.
Pinkman?
Wow. That is correct.
Baby
Shark. 3-0. Question number four. Andy Samberg was doing the talk show circuit about the new season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, now on NBC. How many seasons did it air on Fox? 3, 4, or 5?
3.
It was 5 seasons on
Dang it.
Fox. 3-1. Question number five. Ariana Grande says she misses the 90s.
Was she alive then?
She was 6 when the 90s ended, Kennedy.
She was there for a lot of that decade.
Which of these shows did not start in the 90s? Did not start in the 90s. The Fresh Prince, Friends, or Full House?
Full House.
That was 1987. Nice job, Kennedy.
Baby Shark.
singing, Kennedy.
Mommy Shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Mommy Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Mommy Shark, do-do-do-do-do.
Is the show over? Can I just go?
Mommy Shark.
Yeah, I'm just
Can we just go?
Faith is like, what is happening here? Faith, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of Mix Lounge tickets. You're going to see Lovely the Band. It's happening January 16th at Scullers Jazz Club, located inside the Doubletree Suites by Hilton Boston Cambridge. Of course, the Mix Lounge, sponsored by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. Annie will be there, so you make sure you be there. You guys can say hello.
Besties.
Thank you.
Faith, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Let's go hunt. Let's go hunt.
You don't do that to my new friend.
What did you say? I'm sorry. Say that again. Say that again.
I'm Faith from Clinton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.